I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. So many of us discover that as we age, time seems to speed up, even though our clocks tick at the same pace. Haven't all of us heard family and friends exclaim, "Good heavens, where did the time go?" Or, "It seems like only yesterday when my kids were crawling, now they're getting married." Indeed, our sense of time does seem to shift as we march through life and accept that passing moments cannot be recovered. The ancient Roman poet Virgil observed, "Time passes irrevocably." And isn't it wonderful when a 13-year-old, this week's essayist Claire Fay, appreciates this so early in her life's journey?
I remember being 4 years old trying desperately hard to tie my shoelaces on my brand new sneakers and telling my mom, "When will I get to preschool? Nursery's moving a little too slowly." I couldn't wait to have homework and to be able to spell both my middle and last name, as well as my first. I thought nap time was pointless and that it wasn't fair that I was in yellow group and Eliza was in blue group. I thought the worst part about school was when I had to play with blocks, and the best was when I got to paint with the fluffy brushes in the dully lit room that barely two kids could stand inside. I wish I had realized that being in preschool had its perks. Homework isn't as great as it sounds, and most of all, that nap time would be missed. Because pretty soon, I did make it into preschool, and then kindergarten, and now 7th grade. And there's nothing I would love more than to take a nap in the middle of the day. Those first 9 years of my school life feel more like 9 days, each one harder and more exciting than the last. And I know I'll look back on this essay in another 9 years and think, I didn't know how easy life was. But I'm scared that these next 9 years will go by all too fast, and I won't love them as much as I should. That I'll always just be waiting for the future. Always waiting for my next pair of sneakers. It's like in To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee, when Scout wants to be as old as Jem, but she doesn't realize that pretty soon she won't be able to wear overalls every day or play outside until the sun goes down. I don't always realize how many times I smile in a day, how many times I laugh until my sides hurt, or how many times I get to breathe in the fresh air, being the age I am right now. Adults wish they could do their kids' homework, like reading for 30 minutes, and kids are jealous that their parents get to make all the rules. About a week ago, I was driving home with a friend and their mom, and she was saying how she thought that the roles should be switched. Adults should go to school because she couldn't imagine a better life than going to a building and learning for 7 hours, and kids have more energy to be in the workforce. Obviously, this won't work, but my point is, people focus on the downsides of being their age. I believe in being 13 because I believe in living in the moment. Because once I live a day out, I'll never get it back, and who knows how many perfect days I will have. But sometimes I can control how many times I smile in a day, and I can control loving my age or waiting for the future. This weekend, like any 13-year-old would, I'll run around until the soles of my feet are tired and sore, and my white sneakers are stained green from the morning dew on the grass.
Claire Fay is in the 7th grade at the Wheeler School in Providence. She lives with her family in Bristol. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.